بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي ثابت وقيل أبي سعيد وقيل أبي الوليد سهل بن حنيف وهو بدري رضي الله تعالى عنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. Just we are still in the chapter of truthfulness, that a person should be truthful. And the great virtues of being truthful are illustrated in this hadith, and also that we understand the essence of being truthful. This is the fourth hadith in this chapter of truthfulness. Sahal ibn Hunayf radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, a sahabi who participated in the battle of Badr. That means he has got a very, very high position. The Sahaba who took part in the Battle of Badr, they have a very, very great and honorable status. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who truthfully, sincerely asks Allah Ta'ala for martyrdom to be a shaheed, Allah Ta'ala shall raise him to the rank of the martyrs even if he passes away on his bed. That is, even if he passes away at home. But yeah, the condition is that he asks Allah Ta'ala bisidqin, that is, truthfully. Not just that it's just a desire, but really he wants to be a shaheed. And consequently we can imagine what that person's life will be, that he really wants to be a shaheed. Like, for example, also we read that a person who wants to get up for tahajjud, that is also sincerely. He is truthful. He makes all the arrangements for getting up for tahajjud. And perchance he did not get up, he still gets the sawab of getting up for tahajjud. So yeah, also a person who sincerely, truthfully asks Allah Ta'ala for shahadat, then even if he passes away at home on account of him being truthful and he really wanted to be a shaheed, on the day of Qiyamah Allah will raise him to the stages of being a shaheed. Similarly, a person who wants to be a hafiz of Quran and he makes effort, he's truthful in it and he doesn't manage to become a hafiz, but he keeps on learning and he will be raised amongst the huffaz. So the thing is, what is relevant to this chapter, that we must be truthful in that. Not just a wish, a desire, that is also very good, and there will be reward for that also. But the being truthful, that I really want to do this, then a person will get that great, great position which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. So in all our matters, a person wants to come for namaz and is truthful in that. And he really wants to come. And for some reason now, he could not make it. He will still get the sawab. But he made all his effort to come for namaz. And he wants to make, and our niyat be, that till our maut, we want to make our namazes in the masjid according to the sunnah. And a person is truthful in that, he will get the sawab. Now if he is prevented for any reason, then Allah will still give him that sawab. But it must be from the heart, and a person must be truthful. All this teaches us, we take this very superficially, or we take it for granted that I am sincere. But when a person is really sincere, he will make every effort in order to achieve that which he has in his heart. So what is in the heart, and that sincerity and that truthfulness with which he wants to do something. And this applies, then we can see, to many other aspects of our deen also. The thing that it is, that is related in this chapter, is that a person must be truthful in his heart, truthful to himself, truthful to Allah Ta'ala. Today, lying, deceit, all these things, corruption, has become like part of our life. And in fact, it has become an art and a great achievement when a person can lie his way out of things. And he will talk proudly of it, how I lied my way out of that problem, etc. And he thinks it's an achievement. For a mu'min, a person who's got his qabr and akhirat, to answer in front of Allah, who has got that in front of him, falsehood, deceit, corruption will never be an achievement. He will feel very humiliated and disgraced by it. And great qualities of sincerity, of truthfulness, of honesty, of chastity, these things will appeal to such a person. So we should try and make effort that this truthfulness comes into us and all our matters with other people, whether it be the wife and the children, the family, other people, or with ourselves, with Allah, we must be very truthful in all our matters. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.